Welcome to another episode of Talking to the Medias. This is the main show, the A show, the one where we have serious people talking about serious things, not like that horror show that happens on Friday with Tyler Cossey, who doesn't know where the like button is on YouTube. Yeah, I called you out, Tyler. I told you I would, and I just did it. And joining me tonight on a Thursday via satellite, Tabitha, the destroyer, Hamilton Jordan. What's up,
Tabitha? Oh, hey, how's it going?
Man, as per usual, Tabs was preventing me from starting the show on time because she just, you know, got to get the makeup done. She said she said it just like this. I have to be adorable every time we do the show.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever used that word to describe myself.
I think the words you described were adorable. Like a Disney princess.
No.
She's like, I know you fucking lying now.
Yeah, not at all. Never.
Well, guys, I'm sorry for the late response. It's once again, it was my fault again. This is the type of guy I am. I'm a creative mind. I do shit at the last second. I think of cool shit or shit that I think is cool that I try to implement at the last minute, which causes a delay. But then you guys probably only really see it next week because that's when I'll probably have it done. So I was working on some shit and it's totally messed everything up. But we got a show for you guys. We're going to get right into it. And we have some topics that we have set up, but you know what would be very wise of me to do there?
Tab, what's that?
Would be for me to have my damn show notes ready, on the ready.
Yeah. You're the one that's got to go through them all today.
Yeah, I know. I got no damn help today, per usual. Tab was like, I'm sitting at home with margarita. Are you drinking anything?
I wish.
Now? Am I drinking?
I've only got water.
Just water, huh?
Just water.
Not cool like me, huh? All right. But that's fine. I got enough in the tank for the both of us. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So hopefully. This is hopefully that these buttons are working. Let's see. Let's make sure. Let me do a test real quick. Let's see. There we go. Camera one, camera two is working. And that's basically all we need. All right, guys. If you're joining us live, please hit the like button. It helps us out. We're going to go through a couple of topics. As normal, we're going to go through the entertainment news or the trending news portion of the show. Then we're going to do some reviews. And then we're going to go over your questions. So if you guys want to support the channel, if you send a super chat, if it's above, I think it's above like $5. I think I changed it. I think if you send a super chat, any super chat, I think the robot will say it out loud for us. If it doesn't, either way it goes, I'll read it out. But I think the robot is still working. So yeah, if you want to help us out, support the channel, send a super chat questions, and we'll talk about it during the We Got Your Meal portion of the show. But with all that out the way, let's get into the entertainment news or the trending portion of the show, where we're going to talk about first topic I have for trending news, the Oklahoma radio station that refused to play Beyonce. Tabs, I'm sure you're familiar with this one, right? Have you seen?
I've seen blurbs here and there about it and watched some TikToks.
Did you say blurbs?
Blurbs.
Blurbs. I'm like
blurbs.
Blurb. I mean,
here and there.
I'm like, I thought you was insulting me. Like, you're a blurb.
No, it's just ridiculous. Like claiming that it's not country, and yeah, then there's this whole debate.
Yeah,
should it be called country? Blah blah blah.
Yeah, we're gonna get into it. So yeah, Oklahoma radio station snubbing Beyonce's country music. This comes in from TMZ. So it was a fast little breakdown of. It was kind of funny how fast it escalated, because it was like, I believe it was Monday or Sunday, mm-hmm. Monday, like right after the announcement that she was coming out with a new album, and she released her two singles, where she said, let me see if I can pull up here, where she said that, oh, that's the wrong screen. Where are we at? Where are we? Trying to get us both on camera here.
You had it a second ago.
There we go. No, that's what I was trying to do, where she was releasing new and I was like, watch. First thing that's gonna happen is there's gonna be a couple of radio stations that weren't gonna play it because she is more known for R&B and pop. even despite the fact that she's literally from fucking Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
And then watch, it's going to be like less than a week before they all cave. And that's exactly what happened. So from TMZ, I'll go down it real quick. Beyonce, Oklahoma radio station, not snubbing country music anymore. This came in from TMZ. A small town Oklahoma radio station is under fire after a listener accused it of purposely barring Beyonce's new country song. But the whole thing has been totally warped. And in fact, it's now resolved. Did you see the back and forth with whoever was in charge of their Twitter account? I think
they
were being called out on Twitter. He says, like, this guy named Justin says, I'm requesting Texas Hold'em at my local country radio station. This is the sound of his voice that I'm sure that it's spot on. And after requesting, I received an email from, he got an email from the radio station saying, we don't play Beyonce on KYKC as we are a country station. Country. And you know that when he said country, he put an emphasis on it. It's country, boy. So
I don't know a lot of history about country, if I'm being completely honest, because mm-hmm. I don't actually listen to country. It's not my choice of music by any means. And what country I do like, it tends to be more folk or, you know, or very like old driven.
Or featuring Nelly.
Yeah. And something that I really wasn't aware of that I, you know, of course, this is what it is. It makes sense. But that country literally comes from like indigenous and like the black community.
The banjo was actually, that's something I learned from Black History Month. The banjo was made in Africa.
I actually knew that about the banjo. Like weirdly enough, I had heard about its origin story and kind of how it came about. But mm-hmm. I guess I never associated like strictly the banjo being used for country music and that really striving from indigenous and black people. And I just thought that was fascinating. I really enjoyed kind of learning that tidbit, you know, this time around and kind of getting to see some of that history. And I honestly want to dive a little bit more into it, but I've seen some videos and seen some conversations revolving around it. And I just thought it was very interesting.
Hi, Mark Barnett, Sandy Hook Promise here.
I got the wrong thing up. But no, yeah.
When the gunman
like, you're
shot
right.
His way
it
into
was,
Sandy Hook
it
Elementary.
Was, I mean, like most things, like I say, like rock and roll and things like that. They, you know, how their origin, and you know, after a certain number of years, then you know, things try to erase things from history. Like it becomes a predominantly, you know, I guess a white dominated field, and then people want to like if they hear that one of the founding fathers or the creator of something happened to be a person, then it's like, no, they, you know, they earplugs. No, yeah. I can't. But I mean,
I don't understand that reaction. Like that reaction.
Oh, I understand it. But
I know, but I'm saying like, I don't understand it from a logical sense. It makes no sense to me. Like, why would that bother you? Why does what something derives from?
Because if it ain't white, it ain't right.
Like that makes no sense. It makes no sense. I don't get people's need to create this conflict. So what?
I love the fact that you're wearing anything. Flannel too while we're talking about this. That's so fitting.
I know, right?
Yeah.
That was actually not done purposefully, but
right. She's like, oh no, that's not for the country community. That's for a different community.
Yeah, right. That's a whole other ball. My whole wardrobe is flannel for a whole other reason. By the way,
Nixon's on board. She says she's gonna keep us from falling off the topics, by the way. So if we
hell ever, yeah.
She says she's rigged her electric shock. So if we ever fall off topic, you know, prepare.
And here's the other thing. Beyonce's an artist and music is art. Let her fucking create her art and dive into whatever way she wants to do her creative nature. I don't understand this need to pigeonhole people or tell people what they can and can't do. And it makes no sense. Like Andre 3000, like getting, you know, sort of like backlash for having a flute album. Let the poor guy have his freaking flute album. It's his creative art. Let him have his art.
The and to continue on with it. So it was, let's see if I can find it here. Damn, where is it? Oh, wrong camp. I had it for a second. There we go. So let's say, like, he wrote, I'm requesting, and then he got the response. It's like, this station needs to be held accountable. This is from Justin, the guy who requested it, for their blatant racism. This is absolutely ridiculous and racist. You guys should be ashamed. And they responded. They responded with, oh my God, I'm looking for the, where was the response? Bro, I don't know if I can see it. Maybe it's a little bit further down. But anyway, I'll tell you exactly what happened. So they said, when they responded to being accused of being racist, they were like, we play Beyonce's music on our other affiliate, you know, stations, and they named those two stations. So we are absolutely not racist. And then I was like, I without even reading the response to that, I already knew exactly what people were going to say. It's like, you were like, so as long as we stay in our place, the space that you make for us over here, not, you know.
It sounds like the excuse of people going, well, I can't possibly be racist. I have a black friend.
Yeah, my black friend over here plays all of, we love Destiny's Child over there. Yeah. That's exactly how I felt. And it was like, the whole excuse of, I don't care if it was a day, I heard part of the song when she dropped it, like on Sunday, and I listened to it on Monday. It didn't take but 5 seconds for me to figure out what genre she was purposely made these songs for. I didn't know she was making a whole, she's making a whole country album. That's great too, but I could tell what genre those were made for. Spotify even acknowledged it is labeled a country song. So for anybody in the music business, I don't give a damn if you're a DJ, a VJ, or I don't give a damn what you are. I don't give a damn if you're the guy that's just spinning the records, or if you're the person just, you know, pushing paperwork along. If you're in the business, it's your job to know. Because I guarantee if a country singer, traditional country singer, whatever that traditional look looks like, when they make their debut album, for the first time, and we're listening to it for the first, we don't even know who this artist is. I bet you that person didn't get a problem getting their song played. You know, I bet you it wasn't I don't know, does this qualify as country music? I'm like, I bet you they listened to it and that was it. But the second they heard Beyonce, they were like, no, she can't do that.
I will say this, country doesn't have a good history of, like, I'm pretty sure, like, even like Sheryl Crow got some beef about being called country for a while. Like, some other female artists, not as bad as this, like, this is ridiculous, but country music has not had a good rap sheet of, like, allowing people into the fold, and especially women. Like, you had to have been a very particular box.
Yeah.
And you had to fit in that box. And if you slightly veered out of that box, then they didn't want you in their category.
Yeah, that checklist. They're like, okay, let's look at this. See this flannel shirt, check. Blue hair. I don't know. I don't know about that. Let me check this out.
Where
the hat at? Where the hat at, bitch?
Actually, I can make a hat happen.
She's like, I don't know. I already don't like this album cover. Let's hear the song. But look at this album cover. This was for the single. Look at this. I'm like, they look at this cover, they're like, you know, country hat, check, she's very, very tan here, a lot of brown in this album cover.
I mean, you know, maybe she's about that farm life, I don't know,
I wonder what Hootie had to go through when he dropped his first country album, my God.
Right? Hootie?
That motherfucker from the Blowfish?
He actually just got arrested or something for a DUI or DWI in Tennessee.
Ain't nothing more country than that. I bet you after that arrest, he was like, all right, well, okay. All right, well, for drink. Wait, was it Bud Light or was it Bud Wild?
Yeah, no, it depends on the beer. You know, that makes a difference.
Was it beer or was it Welk? Is what they're probably saying, but I'm like, damn, this is giving, what do they say? It's giving me, what happened with Michael Jackson when they wouldn't play Beat It or Thriller on MTV? had the number one album and all that stuff and everything. Would not let and they finally like being one of the first black people on the channel. I was like, I'm like, that's 40 damn years ago. 40 years, and we're still doing this shit.
Yeah, damn. I know. It's stupid. It's just stupid. This is stupid.
You sound like my friends when we said it. Just dumb.
It's just, yeah.
Dumb. Stupid. But yeah, took less than a day. Less than a day for them because it was almost like the beehive was like, okay, let's do some role playing here. Let's do some role playing.
Oh,
you're the Oklahoma. No, unfortunately, you're the Oklahoma country station right now. In this one. All right.
Okay. Excuse me. Can I play some Beyonce?
Well, we don't play Beyonce on this channel.
Okay. I got some. Wait, right there. They knew exactly what was going to happen. It took less than a day. They were like, oh really? Oh. You disrespecting me? Oh, wait, right there. I got something for your ass. Watch this. And then they came back less than 24 hours. Hey, we love the song. Hey, it's playing right now. It's my favorite song. Like it was hilarious how fast the turnaround was. But it was now playing Beyonce's new country song after the controversy. Country radio, we already know that. KYKCFM, as we are a country music station. So for you to be in the damn business, and you're like, there must be some, because it's not like they requested Single Ladies or some shit. They requested Texas Hold'em. And you didn't have the foresight to go, let me see what this is about. I guarantee you, I can't prove this, but I guarantee you that person who denied it listened to the song, knew that it was a country song, and still said no. I guarantee you. They said no. I can't prove it, but what do you think? Want to speculate that you think I might be wrong about that? You want to give them the benefit of the doubt?
No.
You think they probably listened to it and still said fuck that?
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
I do. That's the truth.
Yeah. No more to say about that. All right, guys. Let us know what you guys think about this whole situation. How fast do you think? Now, here's the question. Now, I'm going to pose this question. I want you to guys write this in the chat. Guys, while watching, do you think this will be the time where Beyonce might get that Grammy for Album of the Year? Would it take her, like I said, for Denzel Washington, why did Denzel Washington have to go to be a bad guy before he got an Oscar? He got an Oscar for playing a villain. Will Beyonce get her Album of the Year acknowledgement and the Grammy because she went country?
I honestly think it would be amazing.
It would be amazing. It's not, you know, the Album of the Year. You know, so.
No.
Well, we'll see. Let's see what they say. Love
next
that
topic.
Flannel though. Love the les business cowgirl flannel.
I mean, thank you. Yeah, I got many.
I need you to stop winking at Beyonce right there. What are you doing right there? You're over there trying to.
It's just shiny.
You're over there. Oh, that's why you're squinting. You're not trying to riz her up anyway.
No, guys, just shiny.
Let us know in the chat. Do you guys think that Beyonce will get that Album of the Year next year? Let us know in the chat below, and let's move on to the next topic. Hey, Tabs. You don't know what the next topic is, so let me just help us out. I know this might be a topic that you said you might want to refrain from giving too much talk about. But I'm not gonna talk too much about the shooting and the unaliving that happened here in Houston recently. What I'm really gonna focus on is something else that I noticed a little bit after it. But to recap what happened. A woman with a history of mental illness and a long list of arrests and concerns raised by her family fired a rifle inside of a Houston megachurch, Lakewood Church, injuring one man before being unalived herself by law enforcement. The woman, Janice Moreno, had a documented mental health history and had previously been placed under an emergency detention order. Her 7-year-old son, who was with her at the time, was also shot. I'd heard that he's not like force a motive in there that wasn't confirmed wasn't set. That's what I mostly had a problem with. The other thing that I had a problem with was Joel Osteen when he gave this interview right here. And a lot of people have said this on TikTok, but I don't feel like enough people are saying it on the main media outlets, on news outlets, how he openly showed jubilation to the fact that at least this is not, I'm not going to put words in his mouth. This is not what he said verbatim, but this is how it came off. At least it happened during the Hispanic portion of the service time. It didn't happen during the, you know, the main portion of it happened. He literally said, thank goodness it happened during that portion of the Sunday of Sunday, not during the earlier. Thank God it didn't happen earlier. It happened then, kind of a thing. And I'm like, why are you giving thanks to the, what about the fact that it was bad that it happened at all? And like I said, I know you didn't want to cover. The only reason why I'm bringing this up is because the woman who is in who caused it, she's from Conroe, and I'm currently in. I live in Conroe. This is a person who lives not too far from me. And I've been to Lakewood Church before. I visited once. So, and Osteen is not without his controversies. And I have an issue with mega churches anyway.
This inaction action that they keep trying to push, that I'm so over hearing people say that they're going to pray about things. That's not, that's a cop out. Wanting to do anything.
Thank you for saying that, because that's one of the main reasons why I was frustrated about the fact that her being misgendered, and whether she was a trans woman or not. What does that matter? It was as if it was purposely done, because saying thoughts and prayers has now been attacked and pushed back. Now, it used to be the only thing they had to say. Now it's being attacked so hard that you get in trouble for even saying it now. So it's like, what else can we say besides thoughts and prayers that can stop the conversation about gun control before the, you know, the libs bring up gun control? I got it. Let's claim that she was, you know, dot, whatever, you know, whatever. I honestly believe that they purposely did that because they knew thoughts and prayers was gonna be, you know, backlash. So it's like, well, let's distract them, because look what's happening. Now they're barely talking about gun control. They're talking about, why'd you misgender? I feel like it was purposely done to distract, because they needed a distraction, and thoughts and prayers used to be a good one, and now it doesn't work anymore. So now we got a new distraction, if that makes sense. What do you think? Am I making any sense? Am I just talking out of my ass right now?
I mean, I don't think you're talking out of your ass. I just think that if we're going to change,
Nixon was saying that we froze for a little bit, but then it fixed itself. Sorry about that. If I know one thing. If any issues happen in the future, it's 100% Tabitha's fault.
Always.
Look at that. See? You see? That's the face of a saboteur right there. Look at that. Yeah, she knows what she's doing. Yeah, exactly. Thanks. Thank you for it. You know what? That's when the healing process begins. It begins when you acknowledge that you are up to no fucking good.
I disagree with that. I can acknowledge all day, but doing the same behavior and just acknowledging it heals nothing.
What?
I can continue to acknowledge and continuing the same behavior. I'll sabotage all day, but it doesn't heal anything.
Interesting. You know what I've realized? I've realized in some screens, my the display of anyway, it's something behind the scenes. Anyway, guys, let us know what you guys think about that situation. You have anything else to add? If you know anything, any updates on it, just, you know, put it in the box, and then maybe we'll talk about it a little bit more on a later day. Just want to get that out the way real fast. Next topic, real quick. Oh, okay. All right. We're done with the trending news portion of the show. Let's get down to, there's a reason why I'm wearing this shirt. Tab, do you know the history of this shirt? Did I ever tell you about this shirt that I'm wearing right now?
I don't know the history of that shirt.
Let me tell you this. Oh, that's, I'm glad you asked. Oh, this old thing? Oh, let me tell you. Look, this is my lucky Spider-Man shirt. And I know Spider-Man, you guys ain't going to want to see that damn movie. So who cares? I mean, if you don't want to be spoiled on it, if you're looking forward to it, go ahead. But I'm about to get into a few spoiler conversations about it because I don't want you guys to waste your time. I don't go into a movie thinking that I hoping that it's going to be bad. And I really wanted that movie to be good. I wanted to find some things that was redeemable. There was none. I was not wearing this shirt when I went. So maybe it's my fault. This shirt usually.
I'm about to say, this sounds like a you issue now.
No. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm glad I wasn't wearing this shirt. That movie does not deserve this fucking shirt. I bought this shirt in year 2000, maybe 2001. Anyway, it's over 20 years old. And every time I go to a Spider-Man movie or a Spider-Man related movie, I wear this shirt. I wasn't wearing it yesterday, and I'm thankful because it didn't deserve it. It didn't deserve this. I still haven't seen Morbius, and I won't watch it. I know you're not a major Spider-Man fan, and thank God you didn't go see this movie, because I'm trying to make you a Spider-Man fan, this would have set you back decades, because if I would have been like, oh, but Spider-Man 2 was good and this was good, yeah, you'd have been like, but what about Madame Web? Like, fuck! You would have had that over me for the... So, right off the bat, I saw a TikToker who believed that Sony is purposely lying to the actors that they hire. She fired her agency and went with another agency. Because I feel like I think that she thought that maybe they led her into the wrong direction. But my question would be, is it really 100% the agency's fault? The answer is yes, but have you ever, what was his name who played Doctor Strange? Benedict Cumberbatch. He's one of these actors that when he got the role, he said, the second I got the role for Doctor Strange, I went straight to the comic book store and I started doing my research. And a lot of these actors say that. It doesn't take much research to know that, you know, I mean, Elizabeth Olsen is over here. Chris Evans is over here. Their paycheck says Disney. Now, your paycheck says Sony. So blaming your agency that they led you into the wrong direction. I get it, but I feel like if you were not doing your research enough to get suckered into thinking to the Sony's Marvel Universe, thinking that you were going to meet Tom Holland, Chris Evans, and work with all the other actors, work with Robert Downey Jr., work with Elizabeth Olsen and all that stuff. That's like you said about my shirt, that's a you problem. I'm sorry, well, how can you not know? But then again, I try to give the benefit of the doubt. Not everybody knows about the geekiness of it, but you're in Hollywood.
It could have been also, like, I heard some statements from her in, like, some interviewing aspects with related to this movie where she was sort of complaining about, like,
the trailer dropped. She fired her agency the same day. That was a statement. But this movie, okay, Madame Web. This is a movie in the Spider-Man universe where Tom Holland is, where of a woman who gains very mystical spider-like powers from birth because her mother went to the Amazon to study a strange, like, spider civilization, and, you know, was bitten by one of these special spiders, then given the powers while she was pregnant, and gave the powers to her daughter, and when she, you know, died in childbirth. So when she grew up, The man who murdered his mother, who also now gained these spider powers, was now trying to kill her because he had a vision. The man who played the villain, was the villain's name was Ezekiel. He had a vision that these spider powered women, there are three of them, were going to kill him sometime in the future. He was having these visions. He couldn't shake it. So he was like, okay, if they're going to kill me, I'm going to change my fate. I'm going to kill them. So he's on a mission to kill these three young ladies who's going to kill him one day. And Madame Web, being a woman who can also see the future, decides to help these people because she's the only one who can help these women survive. Walk into that room. Okay, I'm not going to walk into that room now. That was the whole movie, was just shit happening Then it rewinds and she goes, not doing that. that was basically it. And then how they defeat the villain at the end was the exact same way. I know that in the middle of this fight of you trying to kill us, there's going to be a bunch of explosions and stuff happening. So let me walk into the exploding room area. And because I know where the explosions are going to happen, I'll just dodge left, right and stuff. And then watch the bad guy get knocked around until he gets defeated. Madam Web.
Yeah.
That's the movie. That was basically the movie. I mean, there was a bunch of other things that happened. Like, there was a scene where she, the area where her mom found the spider powers and stuff was, she was doing some studying in Peru. When she realized that's where the source of it all happened, there was a part of the movie where after being accused of Madam Web of kidnapping these girls that she's trying to protect. I mean, the police don't know what's going on. There's people dying. Something's happening. She's a suspect. She's being accused of kidnapping these girls. But in the middle of the movie, she's like, there's some problem in Peru where my mom did these studies of these weird things that's happening to me now. So I'm going to go fly. Give me 3 days. I'll be back to track them down so that he gets his tech person. Well, the government is working on this new technology where they'll be able to find people on the internet and computers real fast. We don't have this technology now, but he's obviously talking about social media, face recognition and all that stuff. Yeah. So he has his guy in the chair, which was a young lady, in the chair helping him out doing all this technology. And I'm sorry, I know flat screens existed in 2003. Why did that woman's computer setup look way better than what I got right now here in 2020? It was 2003. Those computer monitors was fat as hell. She had the thinnest screens. It looked like she was about to touch screens. It was crazy. I'm like, we did not have that technology back then. Like, what the hell is going on? It was everything was pissing me off. I was finding little stupid things to complain about. But anyway, she was able to go to Peru and come back in 3 days without being picked up. The villain was so bad. The dialogue was terrible. I felt like, I don't know if he had if his mic wasn't being picked up throughout the whole movie, but you could tell throughout the movie that his voice was not syncing to himself throughout the movie. Everybody else was fine. Every time the camera was on the main, he's saying, and it wasn't matching with, I know this guy he's reading the words. I want to see her like that throughout the whole movie. That's what it felt like to me. I felt like
it felt like that to you because that's what you wanted.
No, that's what she was in. I felt like she was over-sexualized when it wasn't even necessary for her character. There was a bunch of stupid things that kept happening through this movie. Dakota Fanning was like, this guy, we don't know who this guy is, but he can walk on walls and he's killing cops. Stay here in this forest where, you know, nobody can find you. I'll be right back. She kept leaving these girls. I'll be right back. Stay here. Don't move. I'll be back in a couple hours. The second she leaves, they're like, I'm hungry. I saw a diner back there. Let's go get something to eat. Even though we know somebody's trying to kill us and we were just told not to move. Let's go to that diner. Not only do they disobey the order, they go to the diner, then they bring attention to themselves. There's some cute boys over there. Let's go talk to them.
I hate to tell you, that's like every conflict in most superhero movies. Yeah. The superhero leaves them and goes, don't move, and then they all move.
Yeah. Let's go over to the cute boys over there at the table. And not only that, we talk, let's just get on top of this diner table and just start dancing. Why? Because Britney Spears' single that just dropped in 2003, which is when this movie is based, just, you know, dropped. And I love this song because everybody knows that you're in the middle of the country in a diner, they're gonna play that on the fucking jukebox. What? It was weird. But hell, you know, Beyonce has a country album out, so I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not, they are with Tom Holland. This is going to be another setback. Morbius was a setback. This is going to be another setback. And there's another Spider-Man related villain movie about to come out called Kraven. That now I'm like, I was excited for it because the trailer looked awesome, but now I'm like, I mean, Russell Crowe's in it. I mean, I'm like, it looked good, but I'm like, I don't know.
Song. I don't base other movies based off of when one movie fails. So just because this movie's failing doesn't mean that the other one's going to be a failure as well. That's unfair to the other movie.
There was one moment in this movie where one of the Spider Girls, or future Spider Girls, was like, I think she came from, she was very, the black girl, she was privileged, she was rich, her family was successful. I think she was a rich kid. And she talked about, at one part of the movie, she talked about her uncle, Jonah, or something like that. And I was like, wait, J. Jonah Jameson is that guy who works for the newspaper who really hates Peter Parker. I'm like, oh, wait a second. That's interesting. Maybe she's related to J. Jonah Jameson, and maybe with this guy who looks like a Spider-Man character killing people in New York City in 2003, maybe that's why J. Jonah Jameson hates Spider-Man, because his whole motivation is, I hate people who wear masks because they're criminals. Criminals wear masks. Why do you wear a mask? And I'm like, ooh, this will be a good tie-in for Spider-Man. If she, maybe she's related to J. Jonah Jameson, and now that, you know, she was attacked by... I know.
Anyway, she felt a lot of pain.
All right. So, getting off this subject, sorry about that. It did not deserve this shirt. There is a YouTuber who I followed for a while. You okay? Looked like you were like giving like the mean eye to, like, I don't know, somebody walking in the room about to attack you or something.
No,
like,
my cat is literally meowing incessantly.
We can't hear it.
Okay, but, good.
There's this YouTuber. Her name is her handle is MegaRandom42, and I don't have time to pull it up, so I won't do it. You guys have to take my word for it. I talked about her for a while, and I said I wasn't going to talk about it as much as I used to, and I haven't. But I got curious about her recently. So she's one of these the people who was with the geeks and gamer types of people, you know, those YouTubers that claim everything is woke and Disney is this and that. And the other. But what her main focus on her channel was always Brie Larson. I talked about this on this channel. Her whole channel was, you know, Star Wars here, Star Wars there. Brie Larson, Marvel this, Marvel that. Brie Larson, just saw the Iron Man movie, Iron Man this and that, Spider Man. Brie Larson, then Brie Larson, Brie Larson, Brie Larson. Then all of a sudden you just see it, Brie Larson, Brie Larson. Ever since she realized that shitting on Brie Larson made her more money, it was Brie Larson, Brie Larson, Brie Larson, Brie Larson. Brie Larson's too woke. Brie Larson is this. Brie Larson is gonna ruin this. Brie Larson's ruining Marvel. Brie Larson, Brie Larson, Brie Larson. I can't remember. I don't know what it was about. I don't care. But I just enjoyed the drama. The fact that they were eating their own. It was very entertaining to me. But after that, you know, there was a decline in her viewership. So like, she would used to get on a live, she would just shitting on Brie Larson or Marvel or Spider-Man, Star Wars being too woke or whatever. Black Stormtroopers. I don't know if she mentioned that or not. But, you know, stuff like that. You know, she would get tens of thousands of views on a live. Then after they abandoned her, then the decline. She was, you know, where she was used to getting thousands and thousands of views on a live stream. Now it's like, you know, she's getting the same numbers that this channel gets. She has almost 60,000 subscribers, and they've almost all of them abandoned her. Now she's getting the same number of views that we get on this channel. Very small channel in comparison to her rise. And what I found interesting is when I looked her up now, like, here's another one. Hollywood doesn't want her for real. Like this is mostly the things that it was a fixation. At one point, if I remember correctly, at one point she called Brie Larson I forgot the word that she used. I know the C word was involved. Something, you know, something, and then the word cunt was in it. I mean, I'm like, wow. Like, you know, this, you don't even know, because I went overboard with that Spider-Man shit. But one thing that I noticed was, she where, you know, remember the thing that happened with Gina Carano, how we talked, I don't know if we talked about it, how she's suing Disney, trying to get her job back. You know, she sued Disney for being fired and all that. Usually in with for the audience that she was mostly famous for entertaining, that's the audience where you're like championing Gina Carano, you know, because it, we're trying to fight against quote unquote woke Disney. But her video about Gina Carano was like her criticizing Gina Carano for trying to sue to get her job back. And I was like, that's interesting. Has the grift of, you know, Brie Larson, you know, everything that's LGBTQ or people of color and quote unquote woke, has it dried up so much that now she's trying to come go to the other side now? I feel like she's trying to bring, and there's no chance that she's going to be able to do that at all.
Well, what it sounds like is she doesn't actually have any values, morals, or points, or really regard to what her views are. She just is trying to make money off of
whatever's working syndrome. And making money.
Right? Yeah, she just wants to make money off of shock syndrome. Yeah. And you know what? If people fall for that and they give her money, you know, that's their problem now.
Yeah. But I'm going to have to do a deep that because it was just interesting to me that she was getting up there. And I said it years ago, I said
in a moderate viewpoint, and you just got to wait it through for that scenario. And these people will die off who are extremists and want to cause harm with extreme views. You just got to wait its time.
Oh, I remember the word she used. She was talking about co-stars, but instead of using, when referring to Brie Larson and when people that she was working with, because it was Brie Larson, she, instead of using the word co-star, she used the word, and I'm sorry about this, co-cunt. That was the word she used describing Brie Larson.
I'm okay with that phrase, but that is my favorite word, so.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but with that hard on for like hating on Brie Larson though, that was the thing.
I mean, if she wants to start calling me the C word, I'm okay with it. I'll roll with that descriptor. You want me to be one? All right, I'll be one. I like them, so works for me.
But it's now her platform is, and I remember the last time I had her as a topic on the show. I remember I did a rundown of like her, all the thumbnails of all of her videos. And I literally scrolled up. I was like, look, Star Wars this movie's going to fail, this review of this movie, Brie Larson, Star Wars, Marvel, Brie Larson, Star Wars, Brie Larson, this other topic, Brie Larson. And all of a sudden it just started going, Brie Larson, Brie Larson, Brie Larson, Brie Larson, Brie Larson, Brie Larson. I was like, wow. The fixation was deep.
It just sounds sad. She just has some stalker vibes going and definitely seems.
No, giving me shit about our conversation about Gina Carano or that other conversation that we had about She-Hulk and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, it's like, oh, you can't read a comic book, man. I don't give a shit if She-Hulk broke the fourth wall first. Deadpool is better with it. I'm like, it's like, what is your anger about?
I'm like, they don't even know. I'm like, they're just lashers. They like to lash out as to whatever they can, you know, like throw their shit on because they can't handle their own shit. So they gotta, like a monkey, take it from their asshole and toss it around and see what it can hit.
Yeah. She-Hulk was not written or executed as well as Daredevil. Granted, I give you that. That's fine. But there was a lot, but I'm not going to ignore the system that was around the development of She-Hulk and what was actually going on to acknowledge, you know, I'm not going to pretend like that.
I liked She-Hulk, so I don't really care what he says. I thought it was funny. Yeah, I enjoyed the show.
But the fact that it didn't do the numbers and it wasn't as good as a lot of other things from Marvel, it was because during the time, the person who was in charge was making fucked up Bob Chapek. That was during the Chapek era. And I'm not going to pretend like that's not true. Now, okay, what's done is done. Okay, this is better than that. I get it. But I can admit that and say, okay, She-Hulk wasn't as well written as it could have, as previous things. But I'm not, it was two different fucking companies. One was Fox. The other one was Disney. Disney just bought Fox.
I'm just like, hello, two different setups and investments and ways to handle the situation there. Like, the fact that that's not even a part of their argument of whether something could have been or was. And we are talking about relative things. Just because the numbers weren't there for whatever thing that they're basing this success off of doesn't mean something wasn't good to some people. Joy and I really enjoyed that show. We liked She-Hulk. We loved the way that it was. I thought it was funny. I was really enjoying the storyline. But that's a relative thing. What I like is not what everybody else likes.
Right.
And like creating these absolutes just it boggles my mind and blows my mind.
What was the comment?
There's so many movies that are cult classics that didn't even become famous when they were first released. They didn't become like these big deals till years later. That's a real concept that happens all the time.
The Jennifer's Body effect, right?
There you go. There's plenty before Jennifer's Body.
Right? It was, what did this dude say? Abuse Panda. She was first, but Deadpool did it better. I'm like, what? Like, what's the fucking point of? Oh, I think he erased his other comment that that he said. But I was like, damn, man. No, he did. He erased it. He erased it. It's not even here. All the shit. Like, so this guy first he attacked. He goes. You're on my junk so much that I gotta flick you off like a flea. You need moments like this to feel relevant because you ain't got shit going on. I couldn't help myself. I don't do it much, but every now and then I pick my battles. I felt like fucking with this guy. So, so shout out. And I told him I would shout him out to live. I said, so Abuse Panda, shout out to you, brother. I'm just fucking with you. I don't really give a shit. There's no need to say I'm a grown man. I'm not going to do this keyboard warrior shit. Okay. Well then why just start it?
Yeah,
I can finish.
He's so grown.
Because I don't give a fuck. Eventually, you know what I usually do? That you always makes these guys back down. I go, you must love me. I mean, be in love with me because you just can't help it. Like, I know I'm fine, but man, and I'm like, I don't swing that way. But if I was, I could find a better looking guy than you, Panda, is what I would say.
Hey, you might swing that way with Spider-Man.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. You're not Parker. You're not Peter. You're not the Peter that I would want,
but want a specific Peter.
Yeah, but it's funny. It's funny how they can dish it out, but they can't take it. Like Mecha Random. Like she's going through. There's a whole bunch of mental issues going on. I'm diving into what's going on with her. I don't wish ill will. I don't wish harm, but it's always when there's a fall, a downfall. Because I guarantee if she was still making the money and getting the attention that she used to get a couple of years ago, you know what? All that racist and misogynist shit that you said, you know, trying to, you know, appease those types of, you know, trying to make a buck. All's forgiven. Nah, fuck that. Not going to happen. Get help. Yeah. But you're still that person. You're a grifter. You know you are. But that's neither here nor there. Anyway, guys, I'm going way over time. I did my rant, my spider rant, and I had fun doing it. Guys, if you guys have any other things that you want to add to the conversation, hit me up in the chat. Let me see if I can make sure that I don't put the wrong thing up. Let me know what you guys are thinking. I'm about to go get on my Xbox and play because I haven't played in a while. So, like I said, any questions, comments, concerns, hit me up in the live chat and let me know what you guys are thinking. As always, I want to thank my co-host, the adorable Tabitha. Where can people find you if they want to reach out to you and go, hey, adorable lady there?
Hold on. I don't know if anybody else is getting this, but I can't stop it.
No, nothing. Whatever you're seeing, I can't see.
Ha, there's an Amber Alert.
Oh, no, those wouldn't pop up on the screen. No.
Yeah, if anybody wants to get a hold of me, you can get me on TikTok at leshavefun012 and on Instagram at tabitha.jordan.18.
Damn, you must have a way better phone than me because that fucking thumbs.
Get it.
Yeah, damn right. All right, that's the show, guys. Thank you guys for watching live. Appreciate you guys in the chat. Did I miss anything? He says, I don't give, let's say, shout out to The Harsh Truth says, I don't give trolls the attention That's what they all want. True. 100% true. And I usually don't. Now I'll put this up on the screen. I usually don't, but every now and then I just get the urge. I just like, you know what? I know this is bad, but fuck it. Fuck you. And I just go at it. I just can't help it. Sometimes I do it. Every now and then I have a slip up. So I'm working on it. I'm going to get some help. And Tabitha's not a good influence too on it. She's like, fuck him.
Yeah, I do. Fuck him.
Yeah. Talk. Yeah. Yeah. Go to her place of business and be like, blue hair. Ew. And then like, then watch the claws come out. She'd be like, you still alive? Hold my baby. That's her. All right. I stole that joke from an old comedian. All right. Thank you guys. Appreciate you guys. Until next time. Let's keep talking. Peace.
Remember to like this video, become a subscriber, and share. This really does help us out. If you would like to watch more from us from T3 Media Studio, click here or here. Thanks for watching. Ah, stop being NC-17.